Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and you find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with the convenient and quality access to a range of their hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose your personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. That's right. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. Dang it. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. Their sleepy time gummies knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
When you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks
brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Delco, I love typically the Players' Championship, but this one felt a little hollow. This one felt a little empty here.
Not a big Rory fan, huh?
Love Rory. Love Rory. However, with the rain, the early starts, and then the next day finish, fell into St. Patrick's Day. I forgot about it, man. I mean, I, and let's face it. I think we all picked Rory to win on Monday, so that was fucking easy. I'm glad that he's playing well, and I think it's great when he is playing well. However, we had no sports on this weekend, essentially, besides the conference tourneys.
Yeah, Sunday was unfortunate. Saturday was fun.
I know, but Sunday would have been the day to shine for Rory, get the fucking trophy, the whole thing, and it got beefed. So it sucks, man.
Nothing you can do about it.
I know. Nothing you can do about it. But we didn't have him. I don't know that I had anybody in the running.
Yeah, probably not. I had JT, and he kind of like ejected on Friday or Saturday.
So yeah. Yeah. I mean, is what it is. At that point, I was just rooting for Rory, but
dudes were shooting in the 80s. I think Grillo shot an 85.
Sure did.
Yeah. I think Xander shot in the 80s last week.
He did. I had a soft serve as well.
Yeah.
And then Scheffler, man. I don't know what's happened to him this year.
Can't putt. He's getting a little bitchy on the greens.
Doesn't look great.
He's going after his caddy, Ted Scott.
Yeah.
Ted Scott went from Bubba Watson, who would just like constantly reprimand him, to Scotty, who is now, I guess, just lost. And what do you say to him? Like, I don't know, man. Yeah, that sucks. Should have went the other way. How do you correct Scotty?
I don't know. And that's the problem. And when somebody's got putting woes, there's also nothing you can do. Because, look, you can blame your caddy all you want about the reeds, but, you know, you're making the putt at the end of the day, and you've been the best golfer in the world for the last 3 years. It's strange to see, but zero desire to bet on Scotty this year so far.
Yeah, not until there's value.
No.
But
and there isn't. And I don't know there's going to be all year, to be honest.
I think I still like Scotty at the Masters over Rory.
I mean, the unknowns are still going to be the guys from LIV. So
I know what they're going to do.
Koepka?
Koepka will show up because Koepka shows up at majors, especially at Augusta.
Yep.
DeChambeau's, I don't know if, I mean, he showed up a little bit last year for
the
first time.
It's a good course fit
for
him.
No, it's not. That's the first time.
He can bomb it, dude.
It's the first time he ever played well was last year, and he still wasn't really in the mix.
He was top 10 for three out of four rounds, yeah.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, Joaquin Niemann's never finished top 10 in a major. Although Phil Mickelson says he's the best player in the world right now.
Hey, is he?
No.
We don't know.
He's fucking not.
We don't know. Right now, to be honest with you, I don't know who is. I would say Rory, I guess, right?
I mean, Cam Smith might show up for the Masters.
That's right.
He was there.
I know.
A couple years ago, but.
It's strange. And then what are we, 2 weeks away from the Masters?
So we got
Tiger won't be there.
We got Valspar, we got the Houston Open. Yeah, I think it's two weeks away.
Yeah, there we go. Time to get ready for the Masters. I'm excited for it. Valspar Championship, though, it really takes my breath away.
The Greater Tampa area.
Yeah, my God.
One of the better events.
I've been waiting for this one for a while. So thank God it's here.
Love Valspar paint.
Thank God it's here. Oh, you big Valspar guy, paint-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew you would be.
More of a bear guy.
I understand that. Yeah. I understand that. Who you got this week?
So we're going to go with Keith Mitchell at 40-1.
Okay. I like him.
I like him here. Good spot for him. He's playing okay. Guy that's been playing really well. Has all the shots.
You love Jake Knapp.
I love Jake Knapp.
God, you love this guy.
Jake Knapp is 70-1. He's going to win at some point this year. I don't want to miss it.
I agree. I think he'll win. I think he'll win one of these small ones. He'll win. I do agree with that. But you're picking him every fucking week now, so this is a little much, man.
Yeah, you know. Just keep riding.
This is your Cam Young this year.
Nobody will be Cam Young because Cam Young doesn't win.
No, Cam Young's it's 75-1 right now.
You can take him if you want.
I'm sure not.
Oh, I also want to just for the record, I'm never going to pick Matthew Fitzpatrick ever again.
Ever.
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 He's dead to me.
No, he's miserable.
He was fucking ass at the Players. He was 90-1. He was bitching the entire time about the new tree.
He's hard to watch.
On number six. Yep. He sucks.
I know. He's hard to watch. He's hard to root for, all of it. I agree with you.
I just need to, also, like, my picks, I need to have guys that I actually want to cheer for.
And that's, like, a lot of the guys that I pick is because I want them to win. Mm-hmm. Like the Masters, dude, I'll tell you right now, straight up, dude, I'm going fucking DeChambeau and I'm going Brooks because I like watching them.
Yeah, Bryson won me the U.S. Open last year.
So. Yeah. So, I'm going to start going for guys like that. Rory, I love watching Rory. The odds are going to be shit, but I like
Rory's,
him.
Rory's, I mean, he's probably going to be like 5-6-1.
Oh, easily. Yeah. Scotty will still be like 3-1, but mm-hmm. Whatever. I wonder what John Rahm's going to be there.
Rahm's the real question.
He's the unknown, man.
Rahm's going to show up. I think this could be a Rahm year.
I think so, too.
The Masters.
Yeah, I think so, too, but we'll see. Again, we're at the Valspar here, and then who's your last pick?
And we're going Davis Riley at 130-1.
Not a bad pick, man.
You know, he's playing a little bit better. He was kind of lost for a little bit there last year. Randomly won the Colonial.
Okay.
Beat Scotty.
Interesting.
In the Fort Worth area. But now he's starting to find a little form here. Davis, 130-1, why not? Just throw $20 on it. Who cares?
Yeah, why not? I mean, look, this is the week that you can throw caution to the wind and just go for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have some fun this week. All right? I'm going to have a lot of fun this week. Because I believe one of these guys will win this year. So I'm taking both of them. That's going to be two out of my three picks.
Okay. Have fun.
The Højgaard brothers.
You're going to take...
I'm going to take Rasmus at 55, 56-1. And I'm going to take Nikolai at 66-1.
Okay.
That's going to be two of my three picks.
You could just do a package deal. They're they're twins.
Yeah. I wish they don't offer that. So, yeah, one of them is...
they should offer that, like the Højgaard twins, one of them, and just make it like 35-1.
Well, no. Look, if you look at it, Rasmus is 56-1. Nikolai is 66-1. 60-1. Boom. Let's go. Give me two brothers. For 60-1, I think that sounds fair. So I'm going there, and then
that's how the odds would work, but yeah,
I'm gonna go with a guy that you were laughing about last week, and then he actually played pretty decent for the first couple rounds. I'm gonna go with Billy Ho. It's at 70-1, man. Why not?
I like Billy Ho.
So do I. I wouldn't mind
Florida
seeing him
boy.
Win. Yeah,
I wouldn't mind seeing him win. Swing on Sunday though, so I don't know how I feel about that.
What do you mean?
He was being interviewed. As he was playing one of the holes, and he's just like, "Yeah, I don't got it today."
That was a tough course, though, man.
Yeah, players are always tough.
Yeah,
especially with the wind. When the wind's whipping,
real tough. Yeah, yep.
Wind's been whipping all over the country.
All over the country, and it's causing havoc here. And that was a difficult fucking Sunday for those guys.
I was kind of pulling for Lucas Glover.
Why?
He's kind of the man.
Gross.
Glover's the man.
Nah, Rory. Rory's the face of the sport.
Rory's kind of becoming he's turning heel almost.
I like it.
Stole a kid's phone from UT.
Hey, dude, John Cena just turned heel.
Yeah.
So it's the year of the heel. I don't mind it. Get some attitude back, start slapping people around, get some confidence back. I don't mind it at all.
People at the players were chanting, "Give his phone back."
You know what I would have done if I were him? Taking a dick pic and then throwing it back to the guy.
He should have thrown it in the fucking lake.
That's what he did.
I don't know what he did. But okay. Should have.
All right. One more time with your picks for the Valspar here.
We're going Keith Mitchell at 40-1, mm-hmm. Jake Knapp at 70-1, and Davis Riley at 130-1.
There you go. I'm going both the Højgaard brothers. Rasmus at 56-1, Højgaard, Nikolai at 66-1, and Billy Horschel. That's 70-1.
Hopping in the snake pit.
Let's do it, dude.
Don't get caught.
Don't get bit.
Yeah.
Don't get bit, man. That's the rules here. That's the rules here, kids. All right. Delco's still one win away from taking his father to the Ryder Cup.
I got
to
hit something soon.
You got to hit something soon, man. This has been bleak for the last couple weeks. We'll try to do better this week.
We already have a win.
Well, one.
Yeah, but it's fucking March.
One win, dude. One win. How many tournaments?
Doug, how many do you want? How many wins do you want this year? I only need two. You said so. I'm halfway there.
You're halfway there, but you said you want to repeat what you said at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I'll hit seven this year.
Yeah, you said you'll hit seven.
I'll hit seven.
We're
this year.
Nowhere near that right
we'll
now.
We'll hit seven.
I hope so. Okay, I hope so. Right now, I feel like I'm throwing fucking darts with a blindfold.
The majors, we're gonna hit at least two majors because majors are easy to pick.
I don't know, man.
Because like 10 dudes can win a major.
But here's the problem, again, it's this live shit where it's just like, I don't know what
right.
these guys
include
are doing.
Include those people. 10 dudes in the world can win a major at this point. Right.
Right. But
there's
but
no random Jimmy Walkers anymore.
I just, I don't know. I just don't know what those guys are doing right now. I never know what they're doing. And then they show up and it's like, all right, they look cool. They look in shape. They look tan.
Just take Koepka at every PGA championship.
I'm going to take Koepka all year, dude.
Take Bryson at Quail Hollow.
I'm going to take him every year.
Take Rahm at the Masters.
There was a story about him the other day, by the way, on I don't know if you caught it over the weekend during the Players about Bryson just doing a complete 180 with his career in the YouTube channel and everything. It was really cool to watch.
Nice. And never take Joaquin Niemann because he doesn't finish top 10 in majors.
No, I never will.
No.
I never will. So I'm all good on that.
You can hold that take, Phil.
Yeah, exactly. And then Tiger's out with a ruptured Achilles there. So that record's safe.
Tiger.
Jack Nicklaus.
I think Stephen A. Smith said he's a glorified just show pony at this point.
Tiger?
Yeah.
Man. Do you think he should have just walked away disappeared like
that's
Jordan?
Why they made the fucking simulator golf thing, TGL. So Tiger, if you get
sucks,
exposure.
Do you watch it?
No, it blows.
I hate it, dude. I hate it. I'm not a fan of it.
The text's just not there.
No.
The text's just not there.
And also, like, I like the actual sport of golf. Like, I don't want to watch somebody play a fucking video game. I'd rather watch you do
just
that.
Go to a fucking golf course with lights.
You versus Rob would be more entertaining to me than professionals out there hitting against a fucking screen.
That's like the big YouTube golf movement going on right now.
Gross.
The Creator Classic that happened right before the Players on Wednesday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there was
YouTube?
There was 10 YouTubers or like golf influencers that played Sawgrass right before the tournament.
That's funny, man. Look,
it was on TV. It was on Golf Channel.
You got all these weird subcultures. When I told you my kid in the kicking one, man, that dude has got 7 million followers now. Destroying.
Yeah.
And all he does is travel around the country and kick field goals against other people.
I don't know the kid's name, but he won in a playoff with a birdie on 17. He beat Sally from No Laying Up. But
okay.
Trent was there from Barstool. He shot like 26 over through 8 holes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He put like 4 in the water on 17.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I don't know how many shots it would take me to get on 17.
I can hit the green on 17.
First shot?
First shot. Yeah.
You're a liar.
I've done it on a miniature
version. What's your fucking
version.
What's your handicap?
I don't play enough to have a handicap, but I shoot in the 80s.
Okay. Because our buddy was there the day after. So Archie Bradley played that course the day after.
It's not a long shot, though. It's short.
It's short. It's just the mental part of it. And he took a film crew. I'll be curious to see if he made it. If not, I'll shame him.
I saw Luke Combs duff it in the water in 2018.
Yeah.
I'll never forget
there's
that.
There's too much pressure, dude.
With the crowd and...
Yes.
It was electric, though. He finally hit the green on, like, his fifth ball, and everyone went nuts.
Is Bob here?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Bob, you have a microphone?
Yeah, what up?
All right. So he's saying, do you know that hole in 17 at Bay Hill there where
Sawgrass.
Or Sawgrass. It's just the...
You don't have to switch. I'm doing this in post.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, just don't touch buttons.
The hole that is just on that island and it's all surrounded by water and ESPN dedicates an entire hole
to it.
Yeah. He says he could do it on the first try.
Stick it?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not going to.
On the green. The tee box.
I'm going to put it on the green. I'm not going to stick it next to the fucking hole. No.
Yeah, but I feel like getting it on that green at all is a stick.
That's what I feel, too. I couldn't do it.
It's a par three?
There's too much pressure.
Yeah, it's like 135, 140 yards.
You said you're not that accurate, though. You said you're a big swinger, but you have trouble hitting the fairways.
With my driver.
That's a driver.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are you hitting this? What are you hitting?
Yeah, I'm hitting a wedge here. So I'm probably hitting like a 52 degree wedge or like a 56 degree wedge.
Ooh, that's
first try?
Man. No way. I say no way.
I believe it when I see it.
I told you guys this story when I threw out that first pitch. I had nervousness, and that was just a first pitch to a goddamn mascot, for Christ's sakes. And like, there's something about it, man. There's something about the crowd when you actually look around and you're like, oh, fuck, everybody's watching. And I barely made it.
I will say
I barely made it.
When I was in Sawgrass 2018, there was like a miniature version. And I flew the green by like a mile. And just because, you know, it was like a little chip. And I almost killed a guy. I almost hit one of the workers.
So how do you think you would do it at Sawgrass? I mean, that's a tough
one. I would lock in. I thrive under pressure. Like,
Normies go and play that course?
Yeah.
My buddy's a celebrity, so he's getting on, but like,
You can play that year round for like $600, $700.
Okay. Because that would be a fun challenge just to see if you could do it one time.
I know. And it's like, you're never going to play that course again. So you have one shot.
You got one shot. Yeah. And this, by the way, that would be real life too. You get one shot.
Right.
That would be fun. That's something we should think about for the future.
Get me on Sawgrass.
Yeah. Yeah. I that would be really cool to watch for real. Bob, you play?
No, he doesn't play.
Golf. I haven't played in a decade. Probably.
Me neither, man. Yeah. I'm so bad at it. It's the one sport that I'm bad at. So like, I just don't want to, if I'm terrible at something, I just don't want to impose that on other people.
I will say this. I would go and play in a scramble at the drop of a hat.
Mm.
I can't even do that.
I did a scramble.
I have zero confidence, and I haven't played in 10 years.
Scrambles are great.
I can do a scramble because I'll get enough shots off. I'll have like two or three shots that'll be used.
Okay.
And that'll get me through.
Through 9 holes or 18 holes?
Through 9.
Okay. Right. We're going to use two of your shots. Maybe you'll sink a putt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which isn't bad. I just don't want to embarrass myself in front of that many people.
I like, though, when somebody puts it in the fairway and then you just have free rein to go for the green on like a drivable par 4.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
And just unload.
It's great.
Yeah. Dude, I'll play a scramble any day. I play a scramble at Gleason's bachelor party, actually. I had a couple shots used. I was easily the least experienced golfer.
Everyone knows who Gleason is.
Yeah, but you do.
You do.
He's a big golfer.
That's all that matters. Is
it Willie Nelson's course?
He looks like he has the body of Will Zalatoris.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
He's a thin man.
Yeah, I would choke, man, with that many people. I think I'd just absolutely plunk that thing in the water. Well, how far is it?
It really depends where the tees are, but I think it's like 135 yards.
And it's not far. You're going to use a fucking...
Like a 52, 48 degree wedge.
Really?
Yeah. Depends how the wind is.
Okay. I think I would use a fucking 9 on that, probably. An 8, maybe? Just to be safe? Shit, who knows, man? Depends on what the wind is, I guess, but... God damn. All right. Yeah, that'd be fun. We should do that, man. I wish we were rich. We just do this shit all the time. For real, I just do it just to do it. I don't even fucking care. It'd be a fucking blast.
Let's just build it in the back.
But we could here. Yeah, yeah, easily.
Just build an island green.
Yeah, we could. What do you think? 90 yards? We can get 90 out of one of these things.
With our property, we could probably do 110, 120.
Oh, if we go all the way to the front. Yeah. Yeah.
Build it. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's fucking go.
That'd be fun for sure. Look, man, I hope we're all fucking right. I hope the seltzer and all this other shit is rich. Which, that way we can do this shit all the time. It'd be a blast. Or one of these fucking picks hits this weekend and we can do fun shit like this. All right. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Don't forget to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.